T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can come and have a real gas next week here in Pittsburgh.
No, that's not it. It's
no?
an energy summit.
I thought it was a real
right
gas.
Right here in Pennsylvania. This is a big deal because of the Marcellus Shale industry, the energy business, and the president of the Marcellus Shale Coalition is Dave Spiegelmeyer, who we've talked to many times before on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, gents. How are you?
We're doing well. So this is next week, 24th, 25th. What exactly is it?
Yes, the Shale Insight 2018 conference. It's a chance for us to work together with Ohio, West Virginia, to talk about the opportunities, the challenges that we've got in the Appalachian Basin. You know, we've got panels on cybersecurity, on the vital need for new pipeline infrastructure. You know, the one thing folks don't realize is that we've got 1.3 billion people across the planet that don't have access to the kind of energy we have available to us every day. So Stanford University is going to join us and talk about global energy poverty and how some of the natural gas resources and natural gas liquid resources we produce in our region can reduce energy poverty across the globe. We've got Admiral Michael Rogers, who's the head of Cyber Command, or was the head of Cyber Command for the U.S. government, going to join us. The EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler is going to be here. And we've got, I think you guys have heard a little bit about a study that was completed last October called Forge the Future, and it's how Pennsylvania can achieve greater downstream opportunity through now having some of the most affordable energy resources on the planet, a study called Forge the Future. That charts a path of how our region can develop $60 billion of new GDP growth over the next 10 years with the right policies in place here in the Commonwealth.
So, Dave, a lot of people, you know, translate this into very simple things. Is it saving me money on my energy bill? And then are there going to be additional jobs? I know many have been created. What's the future look like for the region on that front?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question. First of all, has it benefited consumers in our region? Hugely. I think about back in 2008, the prices of natural gas in our region today are 70% less than what they were 10 years ago. I can't think of too many products that you go to the store and buy today that is 70% less than it was 10 years ago. But that's exactly what's happened in natural gas pricing here in Pennsylvania. As a result, net gas is now being used in power generation. Power generation, you know, historically has been a pretty significant contributor to air pollution. And as a result of using natural gas in our combustion, we now have a 25-year low in carbon dioxide emissions, reductions in sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxide, particulate emissions. Our air is now cleaner than it has ever been. This has been a huge winner for consumers. And on the job front, I just talked about that $60 billion of GDP growth that we've got in our region. That study also says we can land in another 100,000 new jobs in our region if we play our cards correctly here in the Commonwealth to encourage development used by natural gas.
Let's talk about the plant, because I think a lot of people look at the plant that's being built there along the Ohio River and say, okay, now that's going to be a great job opportunity. It's actually an ongoing job opportunity, right?
Yeah, John, it's pretty incredible. I think I shared before we were on the air here that I was out there the other day. There's 31 active cranes on one site. I guess I don't remember a time in Pittsburgh's history where we've had 31 cranes on one single site. There's 6,000 jobs. It's going to be about a $6 billion investment over the next 5 years. The great part of that is that we're developing the feedstocks there for plastics manufacturing. You know, we've spent the last 4 decades talking about reductions on the steel manufacturing side. Well, I think for the next 3 decades, we're going to be talking about new job growth in plastics manufacturing. We'll take ethane, one of the products being produced in western Pennsylvania. It's an under-pressured area of the shale. It delivers liquid hydrocarbons like ethane, pentane, butane, isobutane, propane. The ethane piece is one that they'll steam ionize ethane, to produce ethylene, then secondarily from ethylene produce polyethylene, a plastic pellet that can be used for everything from paints to coatings to sealants to tires to window siding, and the vinyl plastics that we see every day, the low-density plastics like the plastic that covers your clothes when you pick it up from the laundry, or the high-density plastics, things like milk jugs and the rigid plastics you see in your cars and things. But it's plastics touch our lives in so many ways. We're now going to have the first ever plant north of the Gulf Coast in our region. And so that's a real significant winner, and I think it's going to generate new downstream manufacturing jobs in plastics.
We're with Dave Spiegelmeyer, president of the Marcellus Shale Coalition, getting ready for Shale Insight 2018. Dave, a lot of people want to make sure whatever we're doing it safely and environmentally according to the laws. How is that being addressed?
That's a great point. We've got the new acting administrator of the EPA there. I mean, he made it very clear to us his focus is to clean our air and clean our water and encourage technical innovation. I think he has seen some of the technical innovation being used here in Pennsylvania, was fairly impressed on the work that we're doing. We're very much like-focused. I mean, we all live here. I grew up in central Pennsylvania. I've been here my whole life. We like to hike and bike and hunt and fish and camp and do all the things that other Pennsylvanians like to do. We want to make sure it gets done correctly. We've fought for robust rules to make sure we have a high bar for development in Pennsylvania. I think we're all like-minded on that. We have a technology showcase at this conference. We're going to be very much focused, probably over 80 different companies displaying at our conference. Again, a lot of it's technical innovation, environmental enhancement opportunities. And one thing that's really cool was one of our operators donated their exhibit space to the Flight 93 Memorial. So hopefully folks in our industry can help us raise additional money to support the work that's gone on with the Tower of Voices and the investments that have been made over at Shanksville. We think that's a great way to show our support for, you know, our region and our community. And I know the National Park Service and the Flight 93 Memorial folks will have a display at our conference, and hopefully we can raise some real money there.
All right, go to kdkradio.com, where we'll have a link to all the information you need. Shale Insight 2018. Next week, the president of the Marcellus Shale Coalition, Dave Spiegelmeyer, on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. David, thank you.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.